Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, October 9. Coming up, NHT announces the expansion of its private developers program, Senate approves agricultural credit bill, and Prime Minister reaffirms government's commitment to free healthcare policy. The details after the break.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the policy of free access to health care is a right that every Jamaican should be able to enjoy, regardless of financial status. Minister Holness says he is aware that the policy has brought added pressure to the public health system, with more persons now seeking treatment at hospitals. He says while he understands both sides of the conversation surrounding the policy, there isn't sufficient reason to abandon it.
There are those who have said free access to healthcare at the time of need cannot work. Indeed, the figures have shown that the health-seeking behavior of Jamaicans has increased since the policy has been put in place. It has also shown that by virtue of the increase in health-seeking behavior, that our health facilities have come under stress. But this is not a reason to abandon the policy.
The Prime Minister was addressing St. Anne business leaders and medical practitioners at the opening of the expanded operating theatre and renovated male surgical ward, as well as the handing over of an ambulance at the St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital. The Senate on Friday passed the Agricultural Loan Societies and Approved Organizations Act, facilitating the dissolution of the Agricultural Credit Board, ACB. The bill is aimed at streamlining the functions of the ACB and merging its monitoring and inspection functions with the Registrar of Cooperative Societies. The functions of the ACB in relation to the management of agricultural loan societies will also be transferred to the Registrar of Cooperative Societies.
There is a transfer not only of staff, but of knowledge and qualification and experience from the members that serve the Agricultural Credit Board, who have been providing technical support under that act for some time now, specifically as it relates to the assessment of business plans, financial ratios, using prudential ratios, and other technical capacity required to effectively monitor and regulate the entities.
Government Senator Pernell Charles Jr. The registrar will be made up of persons with expertise in agriculture, commerce, economics, finance, and law. More Jamaicans are poised to be homeowners through the National Housing Trust, NHT's Private Developers Program. The initiative aims to attract private developers, inviting them to take on and finance NHT projects, thereby accelerating home ownership for low-income earners. NHT Chairman Ambassador Nigel Clark says 7 parcels of land covering 3,000 acres have been identified for the program.
If we are able to achieve these objectives, then the NHT, in partnership with our developers, will be able to add more houses at a faster pace, at more affordable costs, and to achieve the Prime Minister's objective of surpassing 15,000 in 3 years.
He says since the initiative was announced in August and advertised locally and internationally, it has garnered considerable interest from developers. The NHT will continue to accept submissions until the end of October, followed by a pre-qualification of participants in November. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, has challenged Caribbean countries to increase their earnings through the monetization of intellectual property. This includes created content such as music, art, literary pieces and other original works developed in the region. Speaking at the Association of Caribbean Copyright Society's regional conference held recently, Ms. Grange pointed out that tapping into the creative industries would significantly aid regional economies and capture a greater share of the global economy. Turning to Jamaica, Minister Grange says in 2016, international organizations earned well over double the amount of distributable royalties paid out to the Jamaica Association of Composers, Authors and Publishers, JCAP, due to the use of non-Jamaican material.
$50.8 million was paid out to foreign societies, whereas only $19.1 million was paid to JCAP members based locally and overseas. This imbalance, though alarming, represents a challenge and an opportunity.
The minister challenged all stakeholders to decrease the consumption of foreign content, particularly on our airwaves and in public spaces, while increasing content through content quotas and targeting new talent. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.